Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Wow, I'm telling you, if you're off at noon, baby, like Clint used to be off at noon, won't you, as he would say, ease on down here to Willowbrook Plaza, right on the other side of the highway from Willowbrook Mall. Come hang out with us. As I said before, if you missed it, you got prizes to win, and we got the raffle box set up right here at the table. You can't miss it. Go ahead and put your name in there, and you'll have a chance to win our multiple prizes today, and we'll start those up. We'll wait for you. We'll start those up. We'll start them up in the 3 o'clock hour. Your chance to win. We've got two $25 Visa gift cards. Hell, you can come in here and pay for your food and your drinks with that thing here at Buffalo Wild Wings. And later in the 5 o'clock hour, the big one: a pair of tickets to the Texans and the Titans, and two wristbands. This all courtesy of Bud Light. Two wristbands that will get you going to tailgate, free food, free drinks. Before ahead of time, and they did bring them margaritas on draft over here.
Margaritas on tap, huh?
How about come that on tap right here, boy? That could get dangerous right now. I want to also say first off, man, before we get going, Clint and you, shout out to the good people at Academy Sports. They took care of me. They got me a nice little pullover.
Oh, nice.
Got me a nice little pullover. I ain't gonna lie to you. All right, I tell the story. I tell it right here. I did purchase it, and I got myself into some trouble because I purchased it, and I don't know how many times people run into this. I purchased it, but they accidentally left what's the thing called, Tyler? What's the thing called that's on your clothes that you're supposed to get taken off?
The ink tag.
Yeah, the sensor. I didn't know it had ink. I didn't realize. I hadn't experienced. I didn't know they was throwing ink in that sucker. I pulled it open. I should have just taken it back, but I'm like, no, man. I got just jumped in the shower.
I'm here now. Yeah, yeah.
And I thought I could just take it off.
I
screwed that sucker. That ink just all through the shirt.
On that one.
Oh, the brand new. I'm smoking hot. Smoking hot.
Did you take it back?
No, I worked it out, got it cleaned off. You can see I had a little bit of it up here.
Did that to a brand new golf shirt one time.
But I cleaned it off. It comes right on out.
Man, yeah. I'd take that thing to Academy and say, hey, man, look here. So one of y'all's employees left this deal on there, man.
I love the ink. Not
yes,
so much.
Indeed.
But I felt like I had gotten too far because I had. I'm breaking it.
That's all right. You wouldn't have had to do that if they'd done their job. You wouldn't
I
have
said,
to do that.
Damn. And listen, I cleaned it all off. Thank God we had a nice little ride here because I got some up here.
Mm-hmm.
So I washed it out real hard, and it was really on the side here. So I left the house with just
stuff all over you.
Just big, wet. Looked like I had like leaky nipples. Just huge, wet spot down here. I walked past Courtney. She said, what the hell happened to you? I said, long story, and I just walked out.
Ain't got time. Long story, not enough time. Talk to you later.
Hey, I'm in the car. Shout out to the Camry. I'm in the car. I'm using this sucker as a dryer, baby. I got this thing on all the vents to dry that sucker off. Yeah, they got my ass on that damn thing, man. People out there, as you said, but love everything at Academy Sports.
To be clear, Ron did pay for it. To be clear, he did pay for it.
I got a receipt. I just got too far, and then it got the best of me, and then I was in a battle, and I wasn't going to lose the battle with getting that thing off.
Yeah,
it took me every.
I didn't know there was ink in there.
It took me every bit of 12 minutes, like to get that thing off. I had all the And again, I'm not just trying to shoot out to the sponsors, but shout out to Texas Star Grill Shop, because that knife that that guy told me will cut through anything.
Cut right through it?
Not right through, but I had to work it. But eventually, that sucker came off. So, I mean, hey, it took care of me. But I'm happy with it. Got it.
Looks good, man.
A little shout.
I noticed it on walked in, man. He looked sharp today, bud.
Thanks to
Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Yeah, it did. But no, get on out here as we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Coming up in just a bit, Tim Settle, defensive tackle, a part of that group that I think has been, I would say, better than maybe we thought. You know, that group would be on the inside. We'll talk to him coming up in here in just a minute. I do want to get this across, and we'll get the official injury report coming up. And when we hear the injury report, and I thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting based off what D'Amico had to say on his coach's show. It was interesting what he said and how he looks at injuries. And I thought that was interesting. But before we get to that, not practicing today unofficially. Nico Collins, for the second straight day, did not practice. Defensive end Will Anderson Jr., for the second straight day, did not practice. And then running back Damian Pierce, who missed the last game, he did not practice. Foley Fatakasi, second straight day as well, did not practice. And then obviously Kenyon Green, who we know is out for the year, didn't practice. Kenyon, not a surprise. Those other four have missed the last 2 days of practice, which is concerning about their chances to be able to play. But when you look at what happened, and then you see and hear what D'Amico had to say on the coach's show, how he looks at that, and I want to let you hear that right now. This is what D'Amico had to say when it comes to how he kind of looks at injuries and guys getting them back on the field.
Oh, that's one of the toughest spots being a head coach, right? Of having to make that call of the guy's close, but we still don't know. For me, I'll always lean towards making sure player long-term health is always at the forefront of my decision, as opposed to, oh, come back a week too soon, and now we lose you for, call it 4 or 5 more weeks. Yep. So let's make sure, right, you can practice throughout the week, right? And let's make sure you can show your teammates and yourself you can gain that confidence. Oh, I can go out and perform my job to the highest level.
You have to tell them to sit down? Like, hey, you got to sit, and they want to play?
Sometimes throughout my conversation with them, I talk around. I let them make that decision.
Okay. All right, fellas, we hear that. To me, now maybe not Foley and Will Anderson because they haven't been out, but in particular with Nico, let me see him practice throughout the week. He's missed these 2 days of practice. You want to make sure, hey, you know, he's fully right. Err on the side of caution, as he said. It feels like Nico Collins ain't going to play in this game, especially hearing him specifically talk to a player coming back. Now, I don't know about Will because Will – played last week, and this is coming off. I don't think it looks good for any of these guys. They missed 2 days. But Nico, it feels like hearing him say that just earlier this week that Nico may not be in the cards this week against the Lions.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you would like to see him run full speed in a practice at some level of a competitive nature before you throw him on the field and have him go all out game day speed. And so, yeah, I would think that if Nico can't practice coming off of a hamstring, I don't know that pushing him day of in a real game for the first time in a month is the best thing for Nico Collins or the Texans at this point.
Yeah, so I know there was a lot of excitement hoping that, hey, you get him back for this game, but just judged off what he just said, I would be shocked now. And seeing, like, when he said practice throughout, let's see if we can get you to practice throughout the week and err on the side of caution, it would be a surprise. But, Clint, right now you would lean towards Will Anderson and Foley probably being out as well. And those are big, big things when your best player on defense this year going up against the best offense the best offense in football right now. That is a major, major, major issue right now for this team in both the run and the pass, because he sets the edge as well as anybody does. And obviously with 7.5 sacks, he has been right there as well. They want to run it and throw it
And they're very, very good at both. That's big to have potentially your best defensive player out in this particular game.
Yeah, look, I think there's two things that this team has to do moving forward, Ron. I mean, one, they've got to get healthy. Two, they got to figure out what the hell's going on offensively. And the truth of the matter is, if you look at the way this schedule breaks out, the magic number for the Texans is 9. And you've got Baltimore.
You mean for wins?
Yes. The magic number is 9. And you've got Baltimore, Kansas City, and Detroit as 3 of your final 8 games. Right? Let's look at this thing from a 30,000-foot view. If you're Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, take those games off the shelf, off the table, right? You've got 5 other games, which are the Dolphins, the Cowboys, 2 against the Titans, and 1 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. You've got to get 3 of those. You've got to get 3 of those. All are very winnable games, given what's going on in each individual organization.
I think you'd have to go 3-5 for that to get to that 9, that 9 number.
Well, yeah. And let's just take the top AFC teams off the table, because to me that this is the kind of decisions that D'Amico and Nick have to make. Is right now we're not finishing with the 1 seed, and we're not getting a bye in the first round.
Taking that off the table.
We'll take it off the table. Win the division, and don't allow Indianapolis to catch you. I looked at Indianapolis' schedule. They got 4 wins right now. There's no way they're getting more than 9. They could get as hot as they want to get. They're not getting beyond 9. And so I think the Texans' magic number is 9. And so I say all that to say the truth of it is you don't need Nico Collins, Will Anderson, Foley Fatakasi. You don't need these guys against the Detroit Lions. You desperately need those guys in all 5 of those games that you have versus non-top AFC teams.
Tennessee twice.
Yes. It's Tennessee twice. It's Jacksonville once. Miami and Dallas. Like those 5 games right there. You need to have everybody healthy in all 5 of those games to give yourself the best chance to get 3. Yep. Get to 9 and everything is fine. Along the way, you're getting guys healthy, you're getting things right. This Detroit game right now, as it pertains to pushing the envelope, as it pertains to getting to 9, you don't need everybody healthy. You don't necessarily need this football game. I know it's not going to be a popular way of looking at this thing, but in reality, there's no sense in pushing somebody, especially somebody as important as Will Anderson on the defensive side of the football and Nico Collins on the offensive side of the football. There's no need to push those guys against Detroit and end up not having them when you play any of those other 5 teams that I mentioned.
You play Dallas on Monday.
Yep, next, you need them. That's a winnable game. That is
Cooper
a game
Rush
you should win. You're going to be favored. I would think you're going to be favored in that game. Depending on how you play this week, you're going to be favored in that game. That's a game. That's one of the 5 that you need to be full clip, man.
Yep.
And you got to go get it. So I wouldn't. Not only does it look like those guys aren't going to play because they're not practicing, hell, I wouldn't push them.
Right now, yeah, at that point. All right, coming up, we are here live, Willowbrook Plaza, Buffalo Wild Wings. Come on out and hang out with us. Got a chance to win prizes. And just have a good time as we do on this Thursday. Tim Settle, defensive tackle for your Houston Texans. He will join us coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive as we are live here. Willowbrook Plaza, Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Got a chance to win multiple prizes, including tickets to the Texans and the Titans when they play battle here in a couple of weeks. You'll have a chance to win a pair of those tickets to go along with courtesy of Bud Light wristband. A couple of wristbands where you can get some free food, free drinks to tailgate. All you got to do is be here and drop your name in our raffle box. If you're in the building now, you could do that. If you're on the way in, make sure you remember to do that as well. All right, we're joined here by defensive tackle from your Houston Texans as they get ready for a big, 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 big matchup against the Detroit Lions. Many people believe the best offense in football. Tall task for you guys. But throughout the season, Tim, your defense has been
a really, really good defense, a top level of the league defense. And this is maybe your toughest test. What for you has been the thought process and the conversation about how you guys are going to attack this Lions offense?
I feel like I think we've been talking about just being consistent. You know, just playing team ball. You know, every level, from special teams to offense, defense, just playing as one and taking it one play, one quarter at a time, and letting the game sort itself out. But us playing complementary football and us playing together.
But Tim, what about you in particular, man, on the inside, being one of the bigger dudes, interior defensive line? I mean, what's allowed you to play and really to be able to penetrate and you know, get the sacks and things of that nature? Is that something that you expected in D'Amico's system to be able to do? Is that part of the reason that you got excited about being here, and what's led to that kind of success?
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, Coach, he tell us what he want, and, you know, when you do it right and it hits, you know, you see why everyone that's doing what we're doing. But as far as me, you know, inside, you know, like, just doing, like, just executing the play, just playing big, playing massive, playing heavy, playing physical. You know, I feel like it's something that can't teach, but it's more of a mindset, you know, and I feel like, you know, if you bring it every play, you know, eventually somebody's going to give, and I don't plan on giving.
There you go. You don't plan on giving, do you? There you go, Tim. Tim Settle, defensive tackle, joins us. Many people have talked about the Lions having the best offensive line in football. They run it well. They pass it well. And they've got multiple backs they want to use. As you're getting prepared for this game, is that what you're seeing? Are you seeing this as a dominant offensive line?
I see it as a team that plays really well together. They don't have a lot of errors. You know, they play together. You know, I feel like they bank on their backs to make big plays. And, you know, I feel like they that opens up the running and pass game. So, you know, just being sound and making sure that we on our keys and just making sure that we're able to execute at a high level, we're going to be just right. We're going to be just fine.
It's interesting. I think you may have just answered this question, but the emphasis when you're playing a team that is as balanced and as talented as Detroit. I mean, it's one thing, but usually going into a game, right? I mean, there's some level of, hey, priority is we got to stop the run. You just mentioned the two backs. I mean, would you say the emphasis, obviously, is playing great overall defense, but would you say the emphasis is hey, we got to slow these backs down and keep them from being effective, and then we can go from there?
I feel like if anybody watches film of Detroit, I mean, I feel like they'll see that. You know, they both got some good running backs that's downhill, play behind their pads, you know, keep their feet moving, you know, real elusive, real downhill, can break runs at any time. So I feel like you swarm and you got to just play team defense, you know, get them guys, make them frustrated, you know, make them stop their feet, you know, just keep going, just keep swarming them and keep swarming them every play.
All right, Tim Settle joins us. Tim, I'll be honest with you. We talk to fans here. We talk to people who love the Texans, who go out there, and most of them will be out there supporting y'all Sunday night as y'all take on the Lions. But there is, I would describe it as some nerves, concern. Some people a little bit more concerned than others about the recent stretch of the Texans. I'm curious, inside that locker room, what's the vibe? You know, if the fans are a little nervous about things, what's the vibe inside that locker room from you all?
Nothing to be nervous. It's a new week. You know, we're a tight team. Everybody's happy. Everybody's smiling. We know what we got to do. You know, the energy is great. And the vibes is even better. You know, I feel like we got what it takes to do whatever we want to do. You know, and everybody knows that in the locker room. And, you know, if somebody needs to step up, they need to step up. And then we just need to play 111 football. That's all it is. Everybody understands that from each level, from top to bottom, you know, from special teams, offense and defense. You know, everybody lock in, do your job, and let's go ahead and let's see what we get from there.
Well, where are you at with, obviously, the offense is struggling a little bit from the pass game perspective and not as overall effective as they were last year. Defensively, do you guys even pay attention to those kind of struggles, or do y'all, or is this just a, hey, we're locked in on what our job is and doing defensive things and everything will work itself out?
Keep getting seven the ball. Take the ball away, get seven the ball. Take the ball away, get seven the ball. We got a young dynamic quarterback that can definitely win us some games. You know, we get the ball in his hand as much as possible. We're going to have a successful game.
All right, but before we let you out, Tim, listen, y'all wearing Sunday, which I believe I want to see it in everybody, but I think these red on red with that candy paint with that with those helmets, I think this might be the best uniform in all of football. There's some, the Vikings got that all white, icy white is clean, but this right here might be the best. But as one of the big fellas, how you look at it? How do you look in that all red joint? Because that to me, that's really how you set this thing aside on how good this jersey. Because it's clean. I saw a mannequin with Andre Johnson. But how you look in that all red?
Well, you know that a lot of people say if you look good, you play good. You know, I say if you look great, you are gonna play great. You know, that's how I go about it. You know, I'm gonna have my swag up. I'm gonna be ready to play. So this is like, you know, you know when you got that car that you wait to pull out once a month, that's in the garage, and you know everybody turn their head. This is gonna be a head turning jersey game, but you know you gotta we wearing these red. We gotta show them what we bought in this red.
Yeah, Tim, hey. My favorite thing you did there is you said a month. Yeah, man, you put a T on the end of that month, baby. Tim said a month.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know how many of us can relate to pulling a car out of the garage once a month, hey, a month or a month. Either way you put it,
hey, God, Tim got a once a month car.
Hey, but we can't relate to putting these red joints on either, man. So yeah, look, we're excited about it, man. The fan base is excited about it. It's primetime football, man. Go out there and get that dub and let's get this thing rolling.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's it.
Y'all for having me.
Appreciate it. That's Tim Settle, who said he going to look great. So hopefully he and his teammates play great. But that to me is the mark, Clint, is how do the big fellas look in
oh,
that
there,
bad
oh, there's
boy?
No, that's, there's
that,
no doubt.
That's the mark.
It's easy.
And that's why I worked so hard in high school to make sure I looked good.
Look, there ain't, you know, I'm sure you did it for everybody else. But there ain't. Look, I mean, Nico, it's easy for Nico to look good in a uniform. You know, it's easy for Will Anderson to roll out. It's real easy for Danielle Hunter to roll out there and look good.
Hold on. Who is? Let's do that. Text line, you can jump in, 713-572-4610. Those of you on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans, those are YouTube and Twitch. Who on this team is the guy? If you had to put in a uniform the one guy that you would say, all right, he gets off the bus, he puts on the uniform nice, and it's the one that you're going to be like, damn, that Joker there, he looked good. And who is the guy coming up, the one guy on this team that can put a uniform together?
Ooh.
Is it Nico? Nico's
well,
got that good size.
It's got to be a combination, though. It's like, I don't want nobody to get – Tank, you can't – I don't care how good looking you look.
Yeah,
you can't be
small.
First off the bus.
Yeah, he's too small. Yeah.
Danielle Hunter is nice.
Oh yes, that 5'5" Danielle with the yeah, that's a good one. I thought Nico a bigger receiver. I thought that was a
Joe. Joe's got a shot. Joe Mixon's got a shot.
Yes, that's a good one.
I'll tell you a sneaky one is
text line said John Weeks. Guys, we're trying to get serious here.
Y'all leave Weeksy out of this, man. He's just trying to get by. A sneaky one is Juice.
Juice Scruggs.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Juice? I don't
sneaky.
See it. I don't. I had to look at it some more.
Sneaky.
I don't see it.
That's what you
I know,
want your
I
offensive
know.
Lineman to look like.
No,
right there.
To me, like I know you get. I know people don't like him, but Laremy Tunsil is one.
Nah.
Laremy does nah. The height, everything. Yeah, Laremy is the line of the lineman. He is the one that you would just. I mean, I'm not talking about his play, even though he is the best up there. But just the look. That's a as you what did you say? That's a good looking some buck.
No, like, but to me he tries too hard. Like when I see Laremy Tunsil,
I feel like you're talking about me.
No, well you're sitting here next to me. You ain't going out. You ain't the highest paid offensive lineman.
I'm trying.
Like
the showman.
Laremy tries too hard. Derek Stingley's a good one.
Sting, yeah, I see that.
Sting
I see
looks
people
good,
say,
man.
Some people saying Aziz Alshire He's kind of put together.
I can see that.
No, I think Danielle Hunter.
You're right. It's either Danielle or Nico. Those would be
the two. Because there are some guys you see in their uniform like, damn, that dude is wearing that sucker. Yeah, that's.
The try hard guys I discredit though. I minimize. I'll be honest. I mean it's like
Kate Stover, not a bad one.
Yeah. Yeah, like you know, like I tell you who does it but I feel like spends a lot of time with it. Lassiter.
He's not bad. And he
would be up there on my list in terms of looking good for a corner because
he's bringing it.
I think
he wears the arm thing.
Yeah, there's a lot, man. The accessories, man, are big, you know.
Someone said Diggs before he got hurt. Neville Hewitt with the neck roll. Not bad. Neville's put together. That neck roll kind of throws it off. You lose points. It's got to be the right kind of neck roll. Henry Toa, I'm not there on that. His jersey looks a little too loose for me sometimes around the arms.
Brevin Jordan would have been a good one.
Yes. Oh, that nine, that single, that's a good
Brevin one. He doesn't have to try real hard. He's just built really, really
well. Right. You're right. All right.
That old quarter horse.
Yeah. All right. As we're here, Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, come on out, hang out with us. Clint, according to, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, not this in particular, but we talked about this a little bit yesterday when it comes to Alex Bregman. His agent, Scott Boras, said he's willing to play second base. Willing to play second base is what he do. And I would just say this, guys. I know those of you who have dreams of potentially Bregman coming back. B. Scott was in that place. I think you were the other day. I'm not saying he won't come back, but when they're throwing out he's willing to play second base, I'm just saying prepare yourself for a real chance that he may be gone because that sounds like somebody with money is a priority right there. I got multiple positions I can play. I can do whatever you need. I can play third. I can play second. He's got multiple positions. So I would just say just maybe be a little bit prepared that maybe he might be trying to move through.
Yeah, look, I think it's obviously a tactic for them to include more teams and let teams know, like, this ain't just a third base situation. My man for the right money will move around and play wherever the hell you want him to play. And the only other spot I would guess is second base.
By the way, fellas, and Tyler, you have watched him. What do you think about Bregman at second base? I know he's done it a little bit.
I mean, I don't have any reason to believe that couldn't work.
Hell yeah. I mean, yeah, if he's willing to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have much
I don't know.
Much concern or doubt
you
about
talk,
that.
You want to talk about one that, you want to talk about one that's easy to play.
I'm going to see him turn two. Let's sit there a little range. I'm going to see him turn two.
No, I mean, he could do it. I think that's a ploy, man. I think that's just to get as many teams as you possibly can involved. In other words, whichever team's out there, we got a lot of money and you've already got a third baseman, hey, I'll come play with y'all. I'll play second as well.
Bregman saying he can, from the text line, Bregman saying he can play second base because his arm is shot and he can't last the whole season at third anymore. I don't think that's the case.
Hell, he was fine last year before he had the surgery.
And I was going to say he had surgery, so he got that cleaned up. I don't think that's the case. I think what you're saying is, like, let me add as many teams as I can to the process, which to me is, Scott, and you know already know, when you got Scott Boras, you know what that's about. And he's going to try to get the – convince his client to get the best possible deal that he can. And when you hear that coming out, I think potentially that could be what Alex is doing. He may do a hometown discount in some ways, which I don't think would be a great discount. I think, as you said the other day, would be less years but a lot more money. But it looks like to me OAB is going for, like, you see that projection, 7 years, 189. Look like old Alex is trying to get as close as he can to that projection.
Hey, man, Heyman thinks that he sees him back as an Astro, man.
Yeah, conflicting.
And old Bobby Two-Chain says he doesn't. A lot of guys just, I mean, these are insiders,
all over,
right?
All like, over the map, huh?
Yeah, it's interesting.
I gotta be honest with you, fellas. I love Bobby. Bobby's track record ain't as good as some of these other guys.
That's fair.
Bobby,
Well, look,
Bobby's
missed on
a couple. I will just. If
they ain't ever drank as many vodka crans as old Bob, though.
That is true.
Yeah, when you're drinking that vodka splash of crans at the hotel bar, at the hotel bar everywhere you go.
And your three buttons
you miss
down.
A couple, man.
Swaggy.
Maybe you got a little
them veneers distracted. He got, man. Them veneers. Them good teeth. Them new teeth he got.
Combined with them bracelets and chains.
I will never in my life forget us sitting out across the street from Minute Maid. And Bob Nightingale walking up, and I said, "That's Bob Nightingale? Three buttons down with a gold chain and them veneers? Didn't he have a pinky ring? He had
he always had the pinky ring.
Yeah, Bob's out there. Bob might be a low-key pimp, like a modern-day pimp.
I think so. I think he drives a caddy.
Modern-day, what's that? That means he's doing it virtually? He's doing it online.
See you on the Zoom later, girl.
He said he's driving a caddy. Is that what the modern day pimp is driving? I think the modern day pimp might be in a Prius.
That's timeless. It's timeless. That travels with pimps across the generations.
Who said it's timeless? All right, coming up as we continue rolling through. Oh, yeah, that is nice. As we continue rolling through, Clint's got some thoughts about things that he's hearing from D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, as they get going to take on their toughest test thus far. We'll discuss that and hear what he's got to say.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With that coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as The Drive is live. Live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, right off Tomball Parkway, the other side of the highway of Willowbrook Mall. So come hang out with us. Coming up, starting in the 3 o'clock hour, someone will have a chance to win a $25 gift card, Visa gift card. Also, another one in the 4 o'clock hour, and then the big one, 5 o'clock hour, a pair of tickets as the Texans will host the Tennessee Titans in a couple of weeks. It also comes with two wristbands for tailgating, free food, free drinks as well.
Let's get on, baby.
That's right. Thank you. Vandy will be there to get it on. Not to get it on with, but get it on. You can get on the food and the drinking and in the stadium. Let me check out of that. all you got to do is sign your name, put it in the raffle box. And if you're in the building already, you could do so. If you have not arrived yet, when you get in, you could put it in the raffle box and you'll have a chance to win. We'll start that coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. All right, Clint, we've been hearing it, and we just heard it. If you missed it, we had Tim Settle on a little bit ago. He talked about it. I asked him about the vibe in the locker room, and he said, "Good, man. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's happy. Everybody's feeling good. It's a new week," and that is trickling down from D'Amico, the head coach, who has said similar things. C.J. Stroud, you would say the leader of the team, has said similar things. And if I know you and I see your face when you hear it a lot, you don't love that.
Well, look, I don't expect the guys to be miserable. I mean, I don't have a problem with the thought that the locker room is smiling, the locker room's happy. Hell, you're 6-3, you ought to be happy. But at the end of the day, I'm at a point with this team that 6-3 I couldn't sit around and feel real good about being 6-2, and I can't sit around and feel real good about being 6-3. So I'm very aware that you've lost two of the last three, and you've got a stretch of football coming that's going to be tougher than hell. And it's not good enough to win the division and just get into the playoffs. I mean, ultimately, my expectations were playing a brand of football that I felt like you could go compete with Baltimore and Kansas City and Detroit. And the fact of the matter is, the last 3 weeks you hadn't done that. And so, or at least two of the last 3 weeks you hadn't done that. And you've had some glaring issues all year long on the offensive side of the football. And I don't know. I'm at a point, Ron, where I like to listen to the messaging overall that's coming out of the building. And I'm just not very comfortable or confident in what that messaging is. D'Amico and CJ both spoke to the media.
What is it that you're not comfortable about? Like,
there's several of them. I mean, you listened to D'Amico Ryans yesterday. I mean, D'Amico Ryans was asked about the 6-3 start and the halfway point. Oh, I'm really comfortable. We're playing really good football, and guys are making. No, you're not. Like, you're 6-3, and you're not playing really good football.
I mean, they're all
fixable. There's a ton of things that you've got to get fixed and that you've got to work out to be competitive at that championship level, and we're still hearing. Things like that, and you're still hearing like, hey, how do you get this offensive line right? Like, what to you mentions or signifies success for the offensive line? Oh, just execute our offense. No, it's not that easy. Like, I'm so tired of just hearing about execution. Oh, we just got to execute. Oh, we just got to execute. That's such a cop out. It's such a all right, move on, let's sweep it under the rug type of response. And so whether it's D'Amico doing the execute thing or everybody's playing well thing, and not like, it just seems like that's the messaging in the locker room as well. You look at CJ and it's listen to what CJ said yesterday, and it seemed like the overarching theme is oh, joy and happy, and I'm just going to have fun, and that's how I need to get better, is have more fun and smile and laugh more. And it's like, I don't know if you're C.J. Stroud, if you're Laramie Tunsil, if you're Joe Mixon, and he's gone for 100 yards every time he's finished a game, if you're any of those guys, I don't know how, like, you even shape your mouth to talk about being happy and smiling and having fun. Like, I don't know how. He vaguely mentioned at the very end of the whole shtick of being, joy and happy and the biggest battle is you versus you and all this crap. I mean, it's like he vaguely mentions, something about needing to get the ball out of his hand or something. It's just, it's so, the shtick is like from CJ is growing old on me, man. And I don't hear all of this stuff. And we talked about this earlier. All of this stuff I'm talking about, like, it's easy to go, oh, man, somebody's so humble and oh, yeah, man, when you're winning 10 games. But, boy, when there's a stretch of struggle, man, the inability to just be real is a turnoff for me.
But I think he is being real. I think that's
well, you, I mean, that's fine. You can feel however you – like, I just don't – like, I, there's any – like, it's the whole – the whole, it's just a game and be happy and joy and all of this stuff. Like, that's.
Yeah, I think you may not.
I think it's a stick. I think it's a stick. Yeah. The inability to just be, like, real and authentic about what's going on the field, I think, it's a stick.
I think maybe they don't want to share, but I think D'Amico is a naturally positive person, and I think he views things that way. I think CJ is like that, too, and to the point, I think it's a slippery slope. I understand, like, hey, guys, look at this. Hey, look. We're not good. We're not good, but I think it is a slippery slope for them to not be who they are, right? I think that's the way CJ leads. He's a natural, like, hey, guys, I'm with you. Like, we're good. I'm going to, like, don't worry. I'm a positive thing. And And we've seen, to me, when he's got frustrated and he's fired his helmet, or he's got frustrated and he's laid on the ground, don't touch me, Laramie. I'll get – like, I don't think that's – I want those guys to be themselves. And I
want,
think,
I want them to win. I want them to win.
I want them to win.
When something stinks and when something's – like, there were at least three questions that CJ was asked where he could have very easily said, look, man, this ain't about my offensive line. This isn't about my play caller. This isn't about this is about me getting the ball out. This is about me making better decisions. This is about me being a fixer. This is about me being the level quarterback that I need to be. And instead, it's just this like soft shoe, and we got to get the protection right. And you know, it's easy to get mad at Bobby. We can't protect. Tank could get open. Tank's been open all year long, which is not true. Tank's been open all year long, and it's just about getting the time to get him the ball. And it's like, come on, man. The nice guy stuff is like, no. I mean,
that's him. Well, I mean,
that's fine. That can be him. I think it's very hard to be that way in adverse times when you're not playing your best football. That's my point. It's like it's easy to be Mr. Positive and Mr. Good Guy when you're exceeding expectations and you're winning ball games. And when the team's on a skid, the play caller's not as much of an advantage as he was last year, your receivers are injured and you're not getting the same protection. Like there's a time and a place. And I'm not saying, again, I know there's a lot of people out there that want to, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not saying that CJ should go out there and pinpoint, well, this guy sucks and that guy sucks. And no, it's such a fake, like, because there's no way these guys aren't just pissed off to the nines. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. And to put on this front of like, oh, everything's going to be fine, it's all fixable, it's all, and you're the guys are making plays and guys are playing good football. No, you're not. That's not the reality of what's going on.
Text line in. I'm with you, Clint. It pisses me off that they're acting so nonchalant about what's happening. Another text coming in. I agree with Ron. CJ was way too tense and not loose. He has to loosen up and get his swag back. Yeah, for me, I think it's interesting because you're using the word fake, and that's the deal. Is like I don't want them to fake. Like to me, like Laramie Tunsil, I don't like if Laramie Tunsil came off and went off and start going off, I would think that's fake. That's not you. That's not you at all. I want these guys to start, you know, being comfortable and being themselves. And I feel like maybe that is what CJ is trying to get to.
Well, the thing is, if that's the case, if it's Mr. Nice Guy all the time, this is what's crazy, is Joe Mixon. Oh, Joe call anybody out, man. Joe just wants to win. Joe call anybody. Joe do this, Joe do that. And then it's such an effort to not just be real and I don't mean he's a fake person. I'm just talking about being real in a sense of like, hey, we got some issues going on here that we got to fix, right? I mean, I don't mean it's like literally real or fake. It's just like if we don't have the ability in adverse times to just go, we got to get this, and that right. You end up looking silly, in my opinion. You end up, when you sit there and you have consistent issues, like week in, week out, of the inability to protect and the inability of your quarterback to get the ball out, nothing changing scheme and play calling. Like, to me, at some point, people are like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I think there are going to be people.
What are you talking about?
I think there are people now that, there's struggles that have issues with his approach, but and with D'Amico, it's happening with D'Amico.
Right, we're talking about having. We're talking about the most pressured quarterback in the game.
I hear you,
and our response is always got to have fun and smile and have enjoy.
But that's them. I mean, that's how they how they go about it. I know that ain't you. I know that wouldn't be me.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that flies when you're winning 10 games and exceeding expectations.
Oh, yeah, oh, I know.
The more rough this gets, the less that kind of crap's going to fly.
I'm not saying it's going to fly, but I mean, I don't want them to start going and faking it.
I don't think you have to fake it. Like I don't think CJ Stroud be going, no, I got to play better, damn it. And it's a sense of urgency.
Well,
I got to do this and that better.
He said that. In press conferences,
I just he, today he said he spent 2 minutes talking about joy and happy and smiling and having more fun.
Yeah, he said
and
that
then
too.
And then glossed over, oh, I got to get the ball in my hand quicker. I can do that.
All right, Tyler's all up the left part of my ass. So let's get
coming for the right next.
Coming for the right next. Spreading both arms. All right, coming up, I want to dive into something Clint talked about. He said, hey, 9 is the goal. Are you at all fearful that the Texans could have a Jaguars-like collapse? We'll discuss that coming up next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!